Oh, yes. Okay, welcome back, everybody.
欢迎大家回来。
Actually, I think everybody else came into Zoom before I did, so you should be saying, welcome back, Tim.
大家其实都比 Tim 更早回到那个 Zoom 来，所以你们可以跟他说好 hi.
Something like that, okay. Anyway, just before the break, I was talking about these three great believers, Abraham, Moses, and David.
我们刚才提到说在史上最伟大的三个基督徒就是亚伯拉罕、摩西跟大卫。
The reason the Colonel puts those up as the top three from Scripture is you have only Abraham and Moses receiving the title Friend of God. That's the only two people in the Old Testament you see given this name.
其实哈，在整个圣经里面哦，只有两个人，他们就是亚伯拉罕跟摩西，是得到了神的一个头衔，叫做神的朋友。
It's like a sort of a title where God has said, I declare that you are my friend.
因为神呢，他就是这样声明了说，这两位，你们是我的朋友。
And we see that, you know, Abraham, he was the father of the faith. We call him the father of the faith. Remember, he was the first person in human history to have the humility to sacrifice his own son to God.
而亚伯拉罕呢，他其实呢是我们都称之为信心之父，因为是在整个人类的历史上，他是唯一一位他愿意牺牲他的儿子来顺服于神。
Now, there might have been other people doing it from some evil religion, you know, because there are evil religions in the world and possibly even before the time of Abraham, where people sacrifice their children to gods. But we're not talking about that kind of situation.
当然我们不会去谈论，也不会认为那是对的，就是那些有一些那种非常邪恶的宗教，他们是要献他们的孩子给那些邪灵，这些事情不算在内哦。
We don't have the exact dialogue between God and Abraham, which led up to the events of the sacrifice of Isaac. But we know, obviously, Abraham understood the doctrine of resurrection, the doctrine of salvation.
当然我们没有在圣经中没有看到神跟亚伯拉罕对于这个要献他的儿子为献祭的这个对话，就那个过程，他们两个人之间的对话并没有记载。但是我们从圣经里面已经看出来亚伯拉罕非常了解复活与救恩。
Yeah, he understood that God would provide a savior for them. And he also understood that through belief in this savior, Jesus Christ, that they would have salvation and resurrection, eternal life, to be resurrected to eternal life.
亚伯拉罕经由神的教导，他非常非常的清楚，就是所以这个所谓的牺牲是会得以复活，然后最后也会得到救恩的。
And that comes out in Hebrews chapter 11, actually. It says, because Abraham was looking to the resurrection, that he was confident that if he killed his son Isaac, Isaac would be brought back from dead.
大家可以看希伯来书十一章哈，里面有非常清楚的讲，就是他说亚伯拉罕是因为他了解神是会赐予复活。
And God was looking for somebody to provide like a prototype or to provide an analogy for the coming event of the cross. He wanted somebody to be that analogy.To be that example, like an example of Christ on the cross.
而神呢，跟这个亚伯拉罕的这一段记载，其实是神在寻找一个对未来的人的一个启示，哈，就是让他们知道说这会有一个比喻性的一个事件，就是亚伯拉罕献他的儿子，等于将来上帝要让他的儿子来牺牲。
See, like Abraham was going to play the role of God the Father, and Isaac was the role of God the Son on the cross.
所以亚伯拉罕等于是在比喻着未来的神，他为了我们人而献出他的儿子。所以，以撒就在代表的是耶稣基督。
And God was like saying to Abraham, "Do you believe these things? Do you believe that I can raise people up from the dead? And do you believe that I will raise my son up from the dead?"
所以神呢，等于是在跟亚伯拉罕做一个信心的一个对话，就是你相信我将让你的儿子复活吗？
And Abraham was saying, I believe that.
那亚伯拉罕就说，我相信。
And then God said, we'll prove it. Kill your son.
然后神就说，那你就你相信，那你就证明，你就杀了你的儿子吧。
And Abraham proved it. He was going to kill the son, but of course God provided a substitute. So there's another analogy right there.
而在这个时候呢，亚伯拉罕就真的准备要杀他的孩子的时候呢，神又为亚伯拉罕准备了羔羊，可以让他直接用羔羊来献祭。这又是另外一个譬喻。
But for his demonstration of his faith to God, God gave him this title, a friend of God. He said, you are my friend.
而因为亚伯拉罕如此的这个表现呢，所以呢，神就给了他一个非常重要的头衔，就是你是信心之父。
And also other great blessings. Of course, remember, Abraham became, he was in the line of Jesus Christ, and he was given many great blessings, including the land promised to him and his people, the people of Israel.
也因此呢，神给了亚伯拉罕许多的应许，很多的祝福，包括他将来，未来的这个耶稣会从这亚伯拉罕这一条线上诞生，就他的子嗣会有耶稣的诞生，同时呢，也让他将会有一个应许之地。
Now the people of Israel, Abraham's descendants, have not yet received that piece of land.
Sorry,
they haven't yet received a piece of what we call the promised land. They haven't got that yet.
You mean now?
Even now, they haven't got that.
而亚伯拉罕的子孙其实到今天他们都还没有真正的拿到这一块应许之地。
Yeah, remember the land of Israel at the moment, that was established in like 1946 by the United Nations. That's not the promised land given by God to Abraham's people.
以色列他们差不多是在1949年的时候由联合国让他们准许他们建国而得到了目前有的这一块土地，但是这块土地并不是神当初应许给亚伯拉罕的应许之地。
Yeah, the land that was promised to Abraham and the Jewish people goes all the way from the Nile River all the way up to the Euphrates River. It basically covers all of the Middle East.
实际上呢，神给亚伯拉罕及其子孙的这一块地呢是非常非常大的，等于是整个中东地区，就是从
From the Nile River, that's in Egypt.
尼罗河
And all the way up to the Euphrates.
到幼发拉底河，这全部的整块都是属于犹太人的。
And that's going to happen when Jesus Christ returns at the millennium. Then they get the promised land.
犹太人真正会得到这块应许之地的时间呢，将是耶稣再来的时候。
Okay. Now the other person that got the title, the friend of God, that's Moses.
而第二个得到神的朋友的这个头衔的呢，则是摩西。
Yeah, now it's interesting that when you study history and people talk about the great leaders of world history, they like to talk about people like Alexander and Genghis Khan, and then you have people like Napoleon. That they like to think these are the great leaders.
很有趣的事情哈，当大家在讲到这个世界上最伟大的这些领导人的时候，常常会提到的人是像亚历山大帝啦、拿破仑呐这些人，但其实这些人有的还蛮邪恶的。
I mean, these people had a great influence on history, obviously.
But 当然，这些人在历史上是有很大的影响力。
Yeah, but really the influence came from violence and getting people to do things that they didn't want to do.
但是这些人呢，他们的影响力是来自于非常暴力性的，是让人去做他们不想做的事的。
Even in the world at the moment, there's a lot of leaders of nations and they're holding on to their power through control, not through principles of freedom.
而现在即使是当今的一些重要的领导人，他们其实在做他们的这个管理国家的事情的时候，都是以控制为目标，而不是在自由主义的状况下去做一个管理。
And they're certainly not following God's plan.
而且他们绝对是没有在遵循神的计划。
But we do know that it's Jesus Christ who appoints these leaders into power. You know, the reason these people have the powerful positions they do is whatever means they got to that power, but Jesus Christ allowed it to happen. That's why they're in those places.
但是我们也不要忘记啊，就是这些人他们不论他是用什么手法、什么原因得到了他现在的这个领导地位啊， 也是经由耶稣基督接受他们现在作为领导者的。
But in Moses' case, Moses was personally appointed by the Lord at the burning bush, remember. He was personally appointed by Jesus Christ, actually, to lead the people, the Jewish people, out from Egypt and into the land of Canaan.
而摩西呢，却是由神直接拣选，好，要他成为领导人，把犹太人从埃及带去应许之地。
He didn't want that job.
而摩西却不想要，在当时他并不想要这个工作、哦。
Okay. I think he was probably quite happy just to be a shepherd in the desert there and having a very quiet life.
其实摩西在当时应该是还蛮开心做一个在这个沙漠上牧羊人的工作。
Okay, but he did what he was told.
但是他还是顺服的接受了神给他的旨意。
And through 40 years, he led these people who most of them were rebelling against God.
而这就因此呢，他这后来的40年都在带领的这一群人，而这群人经常性的都是要背逆神的。
In fact, I say most of them rebelled against God. That they all rebelled against God, and in the end of it, out of the 2 million people that left Egypt, remember only 2 people eventually made it into the Promised Land. From 2 million, 2 people out of 2 million. That's not very good percentage.
Ratio.
Yeah.
而这在当时呢，摩西带领了200多万人从埃及要去应许之地。经过了40年，这200多人真正后来踏上应许之地的只有2个人，这实在是一个蛮小的数字，其他都是下一代了。
Yeah, actually, even Moses himself didn't get to the land of Canaan in the end.
而且即使是这个摩西本人，他都没有踏上迦南地。
Yeah, but if you remember, Moses will go back to the land of Israel during the tribulation. He's one of the prophets, one of the evangelists that go into Jerusalem during the 7-year tribulation.
但是呢，在耶稣要回来前的那7年的灾难期，啊，就是启示录有提到的这个灾难7年，摩西将会是第一批要回来。参与这个的先知之一。
That's right. So be him and Elijah. You can read in the Gospels. Talks about these two prophets. Jesus Christ talks about them. And how you have these two martyrs coming in. There's actually 2 people that go into Israel. And they're preaching in the streets. And one is Moses and the other is Elijah.
然后在那个福音书里面有提到哈，就是在灾难期的时候呢，会有2位先知先回来，在以色列的路上去跟大家讲道的。一个呢就是摩西，一个就是以利亚。
Okay, but during the 40 years in the desert, you know, Moses was a great leader. He had to be a great leader. He was very humble to God, and despite all the pressures and all the testing, he was able to lead those people of God.
而在摩西带领那些犹太人去迦南美地的这40年的这个过程中啊，摩西其实是一个非常好的一个领袖，他非常的谦卑于神，而且非常的顺服于神，而且他经历了所有的试探跟试炼，他都是顺服于神的。
And ultimately, his relationship became so close to God that God said, "You are my friend."
而在经由这些磨练之中呢，他变成了是跟神有非常好的关系，所以最终神就说。你是我的朋友。
Yeah, and so along with Abraham, remember in the Old Testament, it's only Abraham and Moses where we see God saying, "You are my friend."
在整个旧约里面呢，也就只有亚伯拉罕跟摩西能够得到“你是我朋友”的这样的一个称谓。
And then we have that statement in 1 Samuel chapter 13, 14, talking about David, and again in Acts 13:22.
撒母耳书13章跟14章里面有讲到
that David was a man after God's own heart. He's the only person in Scripture we see this.
在撒母耳书13、14章讲到说，大卫是永远符合神心意的一个人。
And that meant that he was willing to do everything that God wanted him to do.
因为大卫呢，他是愿意做所有神要他做的事。
And he got to the point where he was so humble, and again, his thinking was aligned with God. You know, that's why God can say, "You're my friend," because whether you're talking about Abraham or Moses or David, their thinking was the same as God. That puts them on the level of being a friend of God.
因为呢，大卫他所有的思维呢，都是要跟随的，都是要与神对齐的。也因此呢，他们就像亚伯拉罕和摩西一样，他们的思想都是因为够谦卑的，要去遵行神的旨意，他的所有是很对齐的状态，所以才会被神说成你是我朋友，所以整个思维都是与神相同的。
Yeah, but that was also a process. They went through the process from a very young age. First, they had to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Then they had to learn Bible doctrine. And then they had to apply it. And while they're applying it, of course, they're making mistakes. They're getting punished. You know, they're learning. It took a long, long time.
但是我们不要以为他们第一天就成为跟神对齐的人，他们也是经过了一个非常长的一个过程，从相信耶稣基督是他们的救主，然后学习神的话语，然后把神的话语用在他的生活中，然后他这样在经历一些有些时候的悖逆，然后被这个处罚，被管教，被神管教等等的这些过程之后，他才最终与神的思维对齐。
Abraham was 100 years old before he could believe in the promises of God about his son Isaac. 100 years. And he'd been a believer maybe for 80 years of that time. It took him 80 years really to believe the promise of God.
就以亚伯拉罕来讲嘛，他到了100岁的时候，他才相信说，哦，神真的会给他一个儿子，因为才发生嘛，那他之前都不相信啊，但是他也是可能20岁就已经相信，开始信神，有80年以上的时间，他才学习到完全全的信服于神。
And Moses, he was 80 years old before God called him up for his mission to bring the people out from Egypt.
而摩西呢，则是到80岁的时候，神才指定他，拣选他，要他带领所有的犹太人从埃及去应许之地。
He certainly wasn't a young man.
他当然那时候已经不是个年轻的人了。
Yeah, now he was obviously, you know, very strong mentally, he was a genius, very fit mentally.
就但他在80岁的时候，他的思维已经是非常非常的坚实的，信念坚实的一个人。
And then he led the people for another 40 years. So he died when he was 120 years old.
然后呢，他带领犹太人去迦南美地是有40年在沙漠里的一个旅程，所以他是在120岁的时候去世的。
Yeah, and up to that time, up to the time he was 80 years old, he would have been suffering a lot from divine discipline. He was making stupid mistakes and you know, he was facing problems in life because of bad decisions. But eventually, you know, he stuck with the program and eventually he learned to become a friend of God.
而他在这40年中间呢，还是一样会因为下错决定哈。他还是一样会受到一些管教啊等等的，所以他也是将近快要死之前，他才得到了神给他这样子说，你是我的朋友这样的一个头衔。
And you have to remember, and then the eyes of the people that Moses was leading, a lot of them hated Moses, and they said, you know, Moses is no damn good, and that he's not this great, we would say a Christian, yeah, but he's just not this great believer. And look at all the bad things Moses is doing. Well, they didn't know, of course.
而要在这40年中间呢，其实摩西带领的很多人都很讨厌摩西耶，都觉得他下很多坏决定，甚至认为有的时候觉得摩西根本不是一个很棒的一个信徒。
They were saying that Moses is trying to kill us and that he's no friend of God, but actually it was quite the opposite.
然后他们甚至会说，哦，摩西根本就是想要害死我们嘛，那他一定不是神的朋友，就是这些人其实并不了解神的想法是什么。
Okay, but again, you know, these people, these great believers, they had their period of time when they were rebellious against God, and they had to suffer for that.
所以呢，重点是这些伟大的基督徒，这三位，他们一样在他们的人生中，有的时候是做到了做，没有做到完全的顺服，而也有一些悖逆的状态。那每当这样的时候呢，神对他们的管教也是非常严格的。
See, love for God and humility and obedience to God, that does not come naturally. It has to be developed over a long period of time.
所以爱神，顺服于神，啊，做神要他做的所有的事情，并不是天生就可以有的，这是要经过多少的磨难跟学习。
And it doesn't just come from, you know, going to church and singing songs, we love Jehovah and Jehovah loves me, etc., and then, you know, running around and doing Christian service. Your love for God doesn't come from those things. Your love for God comes from knowing God, and that comes from learning the Word of God.
所以就是要去真正的去爱神, 绝对不会是唱唱诗歌, 去主日, 喊喊, 我爱神, 神爱我, 等等的话, 就可以达成的, 你必须真的要去认识神。
And that's what you can see. If you do good studies about these believers, I mentioned the Colonel study about David, you know, over 300 hours, you see time and time again that they were intent on studying the Word of God, learning the Word of God, learning about God.
所以我们一直在讲，就是比如说，上校牧师他会花300个小时的演讲来介绍大卫，你就是要让我们理解到大卫是怎么样在他的人生中去认识神，然后去才能够学习顺服神要他做的事情。So
there's a direct relationship there. You know, if you want to develop your love for God, and you should, you're actually commanded to love God. But yeah, again, if that's your plan, the only way you're going to do that is by consistent Bible studies.
所以呢，我们被在我们的圣经中那个命令我们一定要爱神。他真正的行为其实是必须要去研读神的话语，了解神要我们怎么做。Now,
if you don't study the Word, or if you don't even apply the Word of God, and you're ignoring God, ignoring His Word, God is going to go to war against you. He makes war against the arrogant believer.
当我们不学习神的话语，就是不会爱神，然后最终神一定是会掀起一场战争来对抗我们。Remember
we had that word in James 4:6, anti-tasomai. It's on the board here, and that means that God is making war. This is a military term. He's lining up to go to battle against
you.好，我们看这个雅各书4:6，在荧幕上啊的第二行，他说。
You can actually see, even from the Greek word anti-tasomai, it starts off with the prefix anti. If anything is anti, that means against, of course.
这个字啊, anti-tasomai, 这个字, anti就是对付对抗的意思。
Yeah, and tasomai is, I think the root word basically means to stand or to stand up.
那tasomai这个字呢, 在希腊文里面就是站立的意思。
Okay, so you know, you don't want to have the Lord making this battle line against you, because again, you're going to be the one that loses.
所以我们重点是要晓得，我们千万不要让神呢掀起战争的这个军队来对付我们，因为我们一定会输的。Yeah,
so ultimately, you just want to submit to God and say, okay, I'm no longer going to be fighting against you. I want to be on your team. You can be my commanding officer. I will obey you.
所以最好最聪明的方法就是对神说，我要完全的顺服于你，我要在你的这个队伍中，然后我要听从神的所有的指令。Now,
often rebellion is not so obvious against God. You know, we talk about like Satan's rebellion, that was very obvious. And we see examples of scripture often where believers are doing quite overt sins.
有的时候呢，并不是我们所有的悖逆啊，都是那么明显的。 当然，如果是撒旦他的那种悖逆是很明显的，可是有的时候我们做了一些事情，却不是那么明显的悖逆。Yeah,
but remember last week we were starting to look at this passage in James 4. It just gives the example of a couple of business people. And again, your business or any other decision you make, sometimes it can look like a legitimate decision, but perhaps it's not God's will.
而在这个雅各书的第4章13节这边，我们之前就提到了那三位商人，他们。 以为出去做生意，并没有什么不对啊，所以他们不知道他们要去赚钱，可是却不是神要给他们的计划，所以这种时候的悖逆，却是要我们要特别小心的。And
now the issue at stake here is priorities. Really, what are your priorities?
所以在这个雅各书4章13节这边的所讲的这个故事啊，其实是要教导我们，凡事要重视我们的优先顺序。
See, these people had set their priorities on making a profit, on making lots of money.
因为这些商人，这三位商人，他们把赚钱当作他的第一优先。
Now, there's nothing wrong about making money, of course. In fact, it's necessary. And there's nothing wrong, usually, about making even lots of money.
其实呢，赚钱并没有错，即使你想要赚很多钱，也不见得有错。
We look at these other believers in the Old Testament, or even Abraham. You know, Abraham and David, they were great believers.
And
we saw Job as well, very wealthy businessmen. They had huge farms.
就像亚伯拉罕啦、大卫啦、甚至约伯啦，他们其实都是非常有钱的人，他们都赚很多钱。
But they, you know, what you have to look at is what were their priorities.
重点是他们的优先顺序是什么？
What is their motivation for doing what they do?
到底他们所做的事情的动机是什么？
Okay, now it comes down in James 4:15. It says, these business people should be saying, if the Lord wills, meaning if it's what the Lord wants us to do, we shall live and we shall do this and that. Meaning, you put the Lord's will first.
所以呢，雅各书4:15说，你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以这样。如果主要我们这样做，我们就那样做。所以重点是在于主要你做什么。
Okay, because if you're not doing that, it means you're doing your will, which remember we had that term, the my way highway, you're walking on the my way highway.
就是如果你不是了解是神要你做的，那就是变成是你要做的，那你就是自己走在你自己的高速公路上。
And what that can mean is that everything that you're doing is worthless.
也就是说呢，所有你自己想要做的事情都是没有价值的。
See, James 4:14, you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is a vapor which appears for a little time and then disappears.
所以在雅各书4:14说，你们还不知道明天你们的生命将是如何，你们的生命就如同一阵青烟，现在还存在，下一刻就不见了。
Just this morning, we were able to speak to friends in the United States, and we've known them since, well, since Joella was a small girl. So that's been
10 years.
15 years. Mike and Debbie. Oh, yesterday we talked to them. Yeah. So, friends of ours from the United States, we've known them for 15 years.
昨天呢，那个 Tim 跟他在美国的朋友，差不多认识15年的朋友通电话。
Yeah, we actually met them through Max, and they've been students of the Colonel for maybe 30 or 40 years.
那他们呢，很久以前的学生了，他们可能跟上校牧师有一起研读上校牧师的这个课程有三四十年。
And when we first met them, and even up until very recently, even though they're getting older, so in their 50s and 60s, very strong people and very intelligent mentally.
那这些人呢，他们其实是现在差不多在60多岁了，但是非常聪明的杰出的人。
The man, his name is Mike, he was actually training astronauts on the space shuttle at NASA.
男士呢叫麦克，麦克呢他过去的工作是在训练美国太空总署的太空人。
And actually, even before then, he was a test pilot for the American Air Force, so they'd fly in these supersonic airplanes.
然后他呢，这个麦克呢，以前在帮太空总署工作前呢，他其实是空军的喷射战斗机的飞行员。
And his wife, Debbie, that's his wife, she was designing communication systems for the, what do you call it? ISS, International Space Station.
然后呢，他的太太 Debbie 呢，她则是呢在负责这种空中通讯软太空通讯软体的设计的人。她是帮那个也是太空总署的那个什么国际卫星站去做这个通讯软体的。
Okay, yeah, so very intelligent people and very full lives, we can say, I guess.
他们所以这对夫妻是非常非常聪明的知识分子，而且有非常丰足的富足的生活。
Yeah, and then actually we got to spend a lot of time with them in the Philippines. They came to be missionaries in the Philippines with us for a while there as well.
他们过去几年呢，也都一直有参与，就是 Tim 每个暑假要去菲律宾做的事工，他们也都有来。
But what's happened just recently is that the wife Debbie, she's got some sort of a cancer disease. And now she's on a lot of medications, but they're getting old. That's my point. It's, you know, these people had very full lives. And just in the space of very short years, now they're starting to show a lot of old age. And she's having to take drugs, which is really affecting her mentality.
那最近呢，那个 Debbie 呢，她因为有得到这个癌症，所以接受很多的治疗，而且吃的药呢，其实有影响到她的一些思考。
But even they will say themselves, yeah, they've had these fairly long lives, now they're in their early 70s. Her end might come very soon. But even then they say, we've had a short life. You know, they're 70 years old and they're saying our lives are very short. That's the point. So even for old people, they're saying, you know, well, how short life is. And they've had a very full life.
所以他们七十几岁了，那有一个非常丰富的人生，但是他们在电话里就在表达说，他们觉得人生真的很短。
Yeah, and you know, things can change very quickly. Just a few years ago when we knew them, they were very healthy all the time, and you know, again, very fit mentally. And that can change, and then before you know it, you have to leave. Meaning you go home to be in heaven.
那其实呢，他们前几年都还非常非常健康，而且头脑都很好的。一晃眼，这两年变化就直转直下，所以很多事情的变化是很快就会发生的。
Yeah, like the vapor trails. Remember, it's like the smoke can be smoke or can be vapor. Something that's just there for a very short time and then it's gone.
就像这个天上的飞机的烟雾一样啊，就是烟雾是真的是现在在几分钟后就不见了。就生命也是可以如烟雾，的确是如烟雾一样，随时就可以不见的。
Okay, it's time for a break. We'll have another 10-minute break and see you back here about 4:05.
好，我们四点十分再回来。